Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Praise God. We're so blessed that you're here. Today is part two of a great two-part interview with our special guest, Tim O'Brien. Folks, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has said that two out of every three adults in the United States over the age of 20 are overweight or obese. And I know I've struggled with weight my entire life. In fact, the last couple of years, I've lost 65 pounds and actually want to go another 10, 15, or 20 pounds as well. But I haven't felt this good in years, amen? And we all know that food is the best way to get your vitamins and all your minerals, but it sometimes can be hard to eat enough fresh veggies and fruits and whole grains and all those other healthy options. Some people take multivitamins to supplement what they need, but can that be a safe way to boost your nutrients? Well, Tim O'Brien started off in the health and wellness industry back in 2003 working for GNC Franchises. He then became a district manager for the chain in 2005. But in 2008, he became the manager of Elite Nutrition until founding The Healthy Place, Apple Wellness, in 2010. Now, we went over a lot of valuable information in the first part of this interview, and I don't have the time to back up and recap everything we already talked about. So you'll have to go back and listen and catch up, but I promise it's well worth your time. Amen. And there's something I want to mention here. After the interview in part one, Tim said he enjoyed our conversation so much, he reached out and sent me a special discount code that you, our listeners, can plug in when you order items from his store. Just type in KCR during the checkout process and receive a 30% discount off your purchase. Amen? I want to mention that going into the conclusion of this interview because it's not something that we discussed at the time. This info is also down in the show notes below. Now, let's jump back into the interview with Tim O'Brien.
Oh, amen. Man.
So you mentioned a couple of certification agencies that, you know, did they check it? I know
Yes. You
said that you pay the extra for that, but yet the FDA is not approving them, right? How's that
work? Yeah. So there's whole organizations set up to certify brands, and they don't care about the brands. They care about their reputation. NSF certification is a really good example of that. They are a company to themselves that they make money because people trust that certification. So for example, when a professional athlete, professional football player is taking a protein shake, he's going to want to see an NSF certification on that protein, because if you're getting it from Joe Schmo down the street that maybe is getting it from China, you have no idea what's in that protein shake. There could be something that would get flagged in a drug test, and a professional athlete could literally lose his whole career if that protein shake is contaminated with something. Yeah. So NSF certification is a proven, that is the most trusted in our industry. So you want to look for GMP, you want to look for NSF certified brands. So again, you mentioned earlier, that's what we try to work with, is those brands that are certified, proving to me, I'm the owner of the company, my reputation's on the line too, and to the consumer buying, that it is what it's saying it is. So that's level number one. Number two is the forms of those nutrients within, whether we're talking about a multivitamin or a chronic pain medication, a natural alternative. Vitamin C comes in different forms, ascorbic acid, calcium ascorbate. And you wouldn't know that calcium ascorbate absorbs four times greater than ascorbic acid vitamin C. So if a guy or gal is trying to boost their immune system, they'd want the better quality one. So that's where it's nice to have a little education and to have somebody on your team that can guide you in the right brands that have those certifications and the right forms of those nutrients that are going to have a greater effect in the body.
Amen. I've heard, and I've heard my doctor mention this before as well, that, you know, you can take so many thousands of units of this type of vitamin or something, but yet the body's only going to absorb so much and the rest is just wasted, or that's too much. You shouldn't have that much of something, you know?
Yeah.
How does someone know all of this stuff? Just find someone like you to talk to, or?
You know, that's where I'll tell people, cause I'll try to educate them, you know, I'll try to point them in the right direction for some education. and they kind of get overwhelmed pretty quick. And they're like, well, I'm not a scientist and there's arguments on this stuff. So I'm going to kind of just not do anything. Right. So what I tell people is like, get somebody on your team that you trust. And so whether that's a brand, so you can take their products, you can trust their brand, or whether it's somebody like me that owns a supplement company where I have a couple hundred different brands I sell that you can trust. So for example, on our website, there's a live chat feature that I invite people from all over the place. Even if they're not buying from me, just go to our website and ask the question. I had somebody call me from Whole Foods one time. Like, hey, Tim, I'm buying a supplement from Whole Foods. I know you're above this so that you're not going to like worry about me losing the business here. But I'm looking at these three different multivitamins. Can you tell me which one's better? You know, and I told them, I was able to tell them like, well, those first two, get some sourcing, buy that one. So use that live chat feature to ask, hey, I want a supplement for chronic pain. You know, and then my wellness consultant on the other end will give you a couple good examples. Another example for what to do is if there's a brand that you trust. So Terry Lamarond, he's the guy that brought glucosamine to America like 40 years ago. He's like 83 years old, my personal mentor and hero in the supplement space. He lives in Green Bay, Wisconsin, right by the Packer Stadium. And I meet with him quarterly as a mentor to be like, hey, tell me, I want to build great brands like you do. Because I have Lively Vitamin Co. is a brand that I sell, .com. That's our website. That's our brand. And then WildTheory.com is our CBD oil brand. And then what we're talking about today is my brick and mortar stores and website, which is findyourhealthyplace.com. So I'm doing a lot of different stuff in the supplement space and I want to make sure I'm doing it the right way. So what I tell some people is, hey, you trust Terry. You know, he has a great brand called Europharma. Everything he makes is going to be freaking awesome. You know, so Europharma, you could take supplements from his brand. So whether you find an owner of a brand or an owner like me that sells many different brands, get somebody on your team, might be a chiropractor, might be an acupuncturist, get someone on your team that can direct you because you don't have a full-time job like I do to be educated in all this stuff. Hey, but, you know, you're busy with doing all your other stuff, coaching football league and everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Everyone is busy nowadays, but you know, we're told to eat healthy.
Yeah.
But yet the food we eat is, as you already talked about, it is filled with all sorts of things that our caveman buddy we referenced earlier didn't have to worry about, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Deficiencies are a real thing. Everybody is nutritionally deficient in one way or another. Everybody. That's why everyone can benefit from a good quality multivitamin. And then there's the toxicity issues. We all are battling toxins. You know, you mentioned the weight earlier. We all have 5 to 15 pounds of junk in our intestines just stuck there that a good cleanse could help get some of that out. I mean, it's everybody is in need of nutrition. So yes.
That's like, you know, when I lost this weight, I've kept it off now, but I guess we've hit this plateau area about the last 6 months, but my grandson at the time weighed 60 pounds and I picked him up and I was carrying him and I said, do you realize I was carrying him around 24 hours a day.
Boom, dude. I mean,
how does someone do that? You know? I mean, it's, I was getting tired carrying him across the house.
You know? Right, right, right. That reminds me of the time when my wife was pregnant and she said, okay, wear this backpack on the front of your body with a bowling ball in it. Just walk around like that all day. You'll understand. I was like, dang, I did it for like 15 minutes and I was done.
Say, I'm glad I didn't eat the apple.
Yes. Oh, that is fantastic. But yeah, right,
no, email me no nasty comments, ladies.
Yeah, no. But in the space, it's like there's two categories of people. And wherever you're at in life, I tell people, be aware of these two areas. One is just your general quality of life. You know, energy, stress, anxiety, sleep health, digestive health. Like, take a few of the top foundations, whether it's my website or somebody else's, go to a live chat feature, ask like, what are the top three things I could do for my general health? You know, that those little things can impact a person's general health so much. So that's group one, your general quality of life. Supplements can really help. Number two is if you're facing a condition. So for you, it was chronic pain. For another guy, it might be depression. For another, it might be degenerative disease concerns like cancer, and you're just worried. Group two, you're just concerned about, man, I'm facing this issue. What does the natural world have to say about this? Because there is some incredible supplements that are changing lives every single day that people don't know about. So that's group two. So if that's you, you know, go to the website, findyourhealthyplace.com. Check out that live chat. You don't have to buy anything. My mission is education. Like, you don't know what you don't know. And I got to get the word out on natural alternatives because people are dying every single day. They're sick. They're feeling terrible. They're in the situation you were. Four medications, still in chronic pain, and poisoning their body with the drugs every single day. And if we could fast forward and get treat those symptoms naturally and strengthen your body every day, I mean, again, you're a testimony of a new man.
Amen. Amen. You know, you talked a second ago about the toxicity levels in people. Is that where supplements and things like that can help not just make up for what's missing, but are they able to counteract some of the things in the food that we're eating?
Yeah. The right nutrients. I mean, the way God made it, you know, the way God made food and nutrition and it is literally the right nutrients get rid of the toxins that are storing up in your body. So just a good quality multivitamin, lively vitamin, multivitamin that we sell a lot of, you know, we have about 40 different brands of multi. Lively is our number one seller. Those bioactive B vitamins in there, the calcium ascorbate form of vitamin C, the forms of nutrients and antioxidants within that multivitamin will literally cleanse your body naturally daily. People will feel better because the toxins are leaving their body. They'll feel more energy. They'll see hair, skin, and nail benefits. Just little things like that. Like, dang, I noticed this since I started taking that multivitamin. The right nutrients, it's incredible what it does in the body.
Amen. Well, I know your faith plays a big role in your life because from our discussion so far, I mean, everyone can tell. But how did your faith help you in making the decision to start your own business?
Yeah.
Other than saying, please, God, make this work.
I know, right? Oh, Lord, did I make a mistake? Are you teaching me something in bankruptcy here? Because the first year was really rough. You know, it was really cool how my faith empowered my ability and risk-taking, you know, step of faith to do this. It was, grew up, you know, gave my life to the Lord when I was 18. So all of a sudden, I'm starting to ask that question. You know, what's the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? And what do I want to do with that 80 years? And then I read a book called Driven by Eternity. And I was like, oh my gosh, we only have 80 years. I want to be driven by eternity. And it doesn't mean I have incredible self-control and don't, you know, fall every day in some sort of format.
Yeah.
Driven. That's what I want to be. It's like every day. So how can I cause the greatest amount of impact with what God's given me, which is a passion to encourage people and some knowledge from my upbringing on natural alternatives. So I put those two pieces together and I district managed a GNC, you know, set of GNC stores in Madison. And I asked the Lord one time I was praying. I was like, God, you know, I was like 19 years old. And I was asking the Lord like, okay, I'm making like $80,000 a year. You know, I felt like I was the richest guy in the world. 19, bought a house. I'm like, I have it made. Like, how did this even all come together? Cause it was right about a year after I gave my life to the Lord. So it was just like such a cool set of, and I literally said to the Lord, unless you take this from me, I don't know that I would ever lay it down because it's just, it's going so well and I'm happy doing what I love to do. And I kid you not, dude, it was a couple weeks later. There was a corporate takeover. Everybody lost their jobs.
Yeah.
At the GNC. And I jumped. I remember in my kitchen, I literally jumped up and down because I was like, oh, I just prayed that prayer. So now I got to figure this out. And that's where I went back to the drawing board and was like, okay, God, I think I want to open my own health food store.
Amen. Amen. That's a great testimony. And you're right.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, when I left military, I started my own business and stuff and got tied in with, I'm not going to go into details on it, but they got bought out, you know, the same thing. And one day I was like, I got a letter in the mail, say, you're done. It's, you know, terminating the position.
Wow.
And only I was like, what am I going to do now? You know?
Wow.
And my daughter had moved to Baltimore area. She married a guy. We lived in Texas at the time and he was from here and she's like, Dad, why don't you and Mom just come up here? If you got to start over and stuff, just come up here. And, you know,
wow.
I was like, no, I'm not leaving. The Texas is God's country and I'm not leaving God's country.
Yeah. And,
but we came to visit him over Thanksgiving. This was in 2000. and went back home this before the takeover and all that stuff happened. And she says, Dad, why don't you just move up? No, not gonna, you know, we got your own, not happening. And then praying about, like January, February, March is like, just move to Texas or move to Maryland. Nope, not happening. It's not happening. And all of a sudden, bam, just like you said, it was like, well, I guess we're moving to Maryland. And when I got here, within seven days, I was employed. You know, I had applied for the police department and the academy and all this stuff. And, you know, everything was great again. It was like, look what I had to do to you to get you here. Type thing, And, and that's why people say, when are you coming back to Texas? I say, when God says I can.
There you go.
I'm not moving until he says move. Because last time I didn't want to move when he said move.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. And that's the importance, like a sailor, back in the 1800s is going across the Atlantic Ocean, right? He's on his way to North America. He, every single day, he realigns with the stars, making sure he's hitting the right direction.
Amen.
If you're not, the rudder being off just a little bit can send you to the wrong continent. So connect with the Lord Almighty every single day or on a regular basis, to make sure you're on track. And if he wants to change, make a mega shift. I mean, for you, you got hit by a literal car and that helped you make some decisions,
Literally. Yeah.
There wasn't a proverbial bus. There was a car that hit you.
Well, you got to get my attention, God. Bam. Yeah. Right, I got it now.
Right. Yeah. Jeepers, trying to shatter every bone. Could you shatter less bones next time?
You and your wife, Becky, you're also passionate about ending human trafficking and hunger in the world. What are you doing in that area?
Dude, the mission got much larger than when it started. It was like, I want to help people and encourage people. I want to use what God's given me in my upbringing, some of the knowledge on natural alternatives. And then it grew to, man, I want to give larger and larger amounts to the gospel on the earth, ministries that make Bibles for those that are unreached tribes. I went to New Tribes Bible Institute in Waukesha, Wisconsin for a little bit, and that educated me on unreached tribes on the earth. Human trafficking, what is going on there, the Tijuana and the entrance into our country, that human trafficking, entrance and exit at that place. Seattle is a major port for human trafficking, and learning about the organizations that are making a difference and then starting to see what God's giving us. I mean, we're a steward. It's not my company, amen. The Lord owns the Healthy Place. The Lord owns Lively Vitamin Co., owns Wild Theory. I look to him, like, what do you want to do with these monies? So our profits, we have a percentage of our profits that go to ending human trafficking and cleaning up our world. I learned about the plastics in the ocean. It's like, wow, the size of Texas, there's a spot in the Pacific Ocean that if you stick your hand in and go like that, you literally will get a million little pieces of plastic in your hand. Like no matter where you do in that size of Texas and I'm like, wow. Okay, I can actually make a difference here and I can reduce plastic in the oceans and I can give to these unreached tribes and missionaries. And so it gets pretty exciting on a small level. If you have a little, and you start giving to the Lord, that's exciting. And then as you have more and more and you can give more and more, that becomes even more exciting. So now we're driven right now saying, man, I want to end suffering on the earth. I want to be partnered with the Lord to be a part of ending human suffering. Jesus is coming back.
Yeah, he is.
He is coming back. Amen. And until that day, I'm going to be fighting to end human suffering, human trafficking, toxicity on the earth, quality of life going up. So it's been a snowball and a bit of a fireball that's kept burning brighter because life is a gift and it's worth fighting for.
Amen. How'd you get started doing that type of work? What brought your interest there?
Probably church. I went to, going to church, you start to learn about, different ministries that our church supported. So one of them was We International. And I remember hearing a story where these 14 younger gals, 7, 8, 9 years old, all dressed up in red dresses being paraded in between a glass window where the predators would literally choose their, and it gives me goosebumps thinking about it and wrecked me. And it was like, oh my gosh, and cognitive dissonance is a thing where we all kind of like push these terrible ideas just away from us and just sort of like, okay, I'm going to go, eat my pizza for the night and just go to bed. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be Becky to, you know, Becky and I together. We're like, no, what we need to be doing, we need to be educated on what's going on, because it's like the worst evil I can imagine. Yeah. Amen. Is human trafficking. I mean, I don't know of much evil that could be darker than that.
All right. Amen. Amen. Is we talk about ending hunger in the world, things like that, is the work you do with the nutrition and outgrowth of combating hunger because of the supplements, is how do
you? Yeah. So we have different missionaries, you know, we have some missionaries we support that go to Haiti, for example, and giving them, you know, hundreds of multivitamins to hand out to the kids, whether they're chewable multis or capsules for adults. So things like that. And it's partnering with the organizations. And as we get larger, it's finding those partnerships, whether it's in our own community to provide housing, like CareNet is a ministry in Madison, Wisconsin that we support. So they provide housing for women that find themselves pregnant, not married, and they try to talk them out of abortion. And we'll provide housing, we'll provide food, and it's an amazing ministry, and we get to support them. So each one, the Lord kind of brings in, happens organically. And as you start to see the impact, see the change, it's pretty cool. And us getting to work with other business owners to encourage them as well is pretty cool. And there might be somebody listening right now, you know, that has their own business. Like they want to take that step of faith. Well, hey, I love being a resource. Tim at findyourhealthyplace.com. You ask questions. You know, I don't know everything. In fact, I don't know very much. I've grown our business. And, you know, 4 brick and mortar stores and a website. If you got questions, you know, maybe I do have some answers. I'd love to help. Amen. How to market, how to advertise, how to reach people. You know, these are things I'm passionate about.
Glory to God. How has the pandemic affected your business operations?
It's been an intense year. March hit last year. In-store traffic immediately took a hit of 30 to 40%.
Yeah.
It was strong. So we had to pivot as a company, like a lot of smart companies did. And we went online and started fueling our e-commerce side of things. We want to bring our in-store experience to our online experience. So it was all hands on deck. How do we build this new wing, this new arm? Because it played a very small role in our company pre-COVID. And it's grown, you know, to be about 1/3 now of our total company. Amen. And so it became a race to get e-commerce rocking and rolling, which is really a blessing in disguise. I mean, I'm looking at the whole COVID thing, and as much difficulty as we've all faced, I have two shiny things that happened from it. One is this opportunity, you know, right now I'm working from home and, you know, getting to watch my kids jump on the trampoline outside while I work. That, I mean, the time that I had this last year with my kids just working from home was a gift. And then number two is it ushered me into the e-commerce space, which my hashtag, if I have one, is impact. You know, I want to make a difference. 80 years we got. What am I going to do with it? I want to make a difference, driven by eternity. So all of a sudden, my eyes are open to now I can impact a whole nation through our e-commerce site, findyourhealthyplace.com, instead of just our local community at our brick and mortar stores. So COVID has had some blessings, and it's been brutal as well. I've lost some hair over it.
Yeah, I know the feeling. But, Anyway, now, your employees, I just want to cover this. Your employees, they're just not hirelings off the street looking for taco money, right?
No,
You have a very, very specific training program each person needs to go through. Can you explain briefly
how you do this? Again, I worked at GNC. You know, they hire you off the street, high school, college kids. Hey, if you sell this jug, we'll give you $2 commission. I mean, that's how they run things. And I'm not faulting them for that. They help a lot of people. So at our store, we wanted an educated resource for our community and now for the United States. So I had to ask the honest question, can I hire people, step away from the floor, and expect them to be able to help people as much as I help people with the knowledge that I have? So we created, Becky and I, a very robust training program that they have to go through, different certifications, different vendor trainings, different educations on how and why different brands are good, better, best, to be able to educate the customers with the knowledge needed to actually impact them and help them. So AMM CBD certification, you know, different certifications, they get the little button, you know, that's essential. So all of our wellness consultants, so if you go to that live chat feature at findyourhealthyplace.com, you'll be literally talking live, if you went there, with a wellness consultant that has that training. They'll be able to direct you to the right brands and the right products. So that was very important to me, because I can get bigger. That's fine if I'm holding on to that souls before sales and that educational difference. Amen. That is our difference maker, you know?
Amen. Amen. Tim, this is so fascinating. I mean, I could just pick your brain for hours, man. if someone has a question or they want to reach out to you for more information or maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So follow us on social media, The Healthy Place, you know, for Facebook, at Apple Wellness is our Instagram channel, because we used to be known as Apple Wellness. And my email is totally free for people to use, totally free. So tim@findyourhealthyplace.com. And I didn't tell you this, Pastor Robert, but KCR is a coupon code that your listeners can use to receive 20% off anytime they use it. So by all means, you can use that. KCR, standing for the Kingdom Crossroads. And I thought that would be a nice little surprise for you and your listeners. So if there's any supplements you have or questions you have, that can help everybody out.
Amen. Well, I'll definitely put all that down in the links in the show notes down below. And I do appreciate that. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Folks, like I stated during the opening, we all either have a weight problem or a health problem or know someone who does. And with all the healthy eating fads that are out there right now, we need to know we can obtain valid, accurate advice. Not the only information on the nutrients and all that, important as it is, but that we can also rest in the fact that we're dealing with someone who relies on the Lord for wisdom and understanding in these things as well. I encourage you to reach out to Tim O'Brien and his staff at The Healthy Place, out at Apple Wellness. Go down in the show notes, click the link down below, get in touch with Tim and his staff, ask your questions, take a look around, test out some of the products that interest you. Who knows? You could finally be fulfilling scripture where we're told to keep this body under subjection. Amen? Mm. So don't let the body tell you what to eat. I did that for years. Anyway, you should be telling the body what it will be eating from this day forward. Tim, thank you for coming on the program today. I do appreciate your time.
Man, I had a blast. Thanks for having me.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Tim O'Brien, myself, Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.